Parliament has approved the proposed formula for the distribution of the 2013 District Assembly's Common Fund. The House also approved 1,149,287 Ghana cedis for the District Assembly's Common Fund. This formed part of the business of the House during its two-day emergency sitting. Presenting the report of the Committee of the Whole, the First Deputy Speaker and MP for Cape Coast North, Ebobatu Nodru, advanced arguments for government to consider increasing the present 7.5% of total government revenue that is allocated to the local authorities to resource the metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. Here's a report by Dominic Logi on Augustus Akwei.
The sixth parliament went on a first recess without approving the formula and estimate for the district assembly's common fund. In order not to starve the local authorities of funds, the MPs were recalled to consider the formula and allocations for the MMDAs. The approved fund will cater for programs such as school feeding, sanitation and waste management, sanitation guards and seed capital. The 2013 Common Fund budget allocation include some priority intervention programs under the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. It is planned that 28.9% of the fund would be used to sponsor intervention programs such as the Sanitation Model of Ghana, Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency training of people with disability and cured lepers. 11% of the money has been set aside as a reserved fund which will take care of issues such as constituency labour project, constituency labour monitoring and evaluation to provide support services for members of parliament and funding for regional coordinating councils in their monitoring and supervisory functions. Presenting the committee's report, Mr. Barton Odro observed that the total allocation to the District Assembly's Common Fund increased from 821,665 last year to 1,149,287 this year, an increase of about 48.9%. He also noted that a 7.5% of the total tax revenue allocated to the fund was done at a time when the total number of MMDAs was 170, while the total number of constituencies was 230. Keeping the percentage of the allocation at the 7.5 levels, he stated, will not yield the nation the needed speedy development. Mr. Barton Odro said, with the increase of the MMDAs from 170 to 216 and the number of constituencies from 230 to 275, the committee recommends to government to consider increasing the total allocation to District Assembly's Common Fund to 10% in order to ensure meaningful growth and development at the local level of governance. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the Ministry of Finance were urged to consider looking at other sources of funding to finance priority interventions projects. This will ensure that resources are released to decentralized units to enable them to address local challenges.
Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe filed that report.